Let's join in prayer. Eternal God among us, we thank you for this week we have had, able to focus on remembering your presence among us. We pray for our community, state, and nation as we continue to deal with the pandemic. We pray for all levels of leadership to be concerned for the common good and to seek to work effectively to lead us in this time of national and local crisis. We pray for the ongoing vaccine implementation and for its effectiveness in reducing the scourge. We pray that the country embraces this and brings us closer to a conclusion of the pandemic. We pray for the ongoing tests of vaccines that sufficient are found effective and become available to quickly bring the pandemic to a halt. We pray for all affected by the pandemic through illness or economic impact. We pray for a return to normal and for lifelines until then. We lift up all who are sick, for Marie, for Autumn, for all others with COVID. We lift up the medical professionals and support staff that provide care. We pray for all working in nursing homes, groceries, and other essential public activities. We pray for our schools, their staff, and students. We pray for our community, state, and nation. We pray again for wisdom and discernment as we remember the wilderness lessons. We pray for an end to partisan bickering and a rekindling of community and common bonds. We pray that we would look at each other, seeing Christ in our brothers and sisters. We pray for this particular church as we seek to be your witness. We lift up these and our other prayers as we remember what your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.